Hi there. The word for you today is two stories about marriage. In 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 and 5, the New Living Translation of the Bible, Paul writes, "Love keeps no record of being wronged." Here's the first story. Deborah K. Johnson writes, "My 7-year-old daughter wanted to take violin lessons, so I took her to a music store to rent an instrument, hoping she'd understand the importance of making a commitment to practice. I explained that lessons are expensive. I was willing to make the financial sacrifice if she promised to work hard. I said, there'll be many times when you'll feel like giving up, but I want you to hang in there." She nodded. My 7-year-old, understanding then in her most serious voice, she said, "It will just be like marriage, right, Mom?" Here's story two. A husband asked his wife, "Tell me, dear, have you ever been in love before?" She thought for a moment and replied, "No, darling. I once respected a man for his great intelligence. I admired another for his remarkable courage, and I was captivated by yet another for his good looks and charm. But with you, well, how else could I explain it except love?" We smile, but let me ask you a serious question here. Have you been finding fault with your mate instead of remembering the qualities that first attracted you to them? Attitudes are like weeds. They spring up overnight, and if you don't deal with them, they take over your whole garden. Don't let that happen to your marriage. The next time you're too busy to show love or you react in anger, read these words. Love is patient and kind. Love does not demand its own way. It is not irritable and keeps no record of being wronged. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance.